Mayflowers or May snowfall? More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment. Primary Election Day is Tuesday, June 4. Now is the time to make a plan. Whether you plan to vote absentee by mail, in person at your county auditor's office before Election Day, or at your polling place on June 4th, it's important you take steps now to make your plan at voterready.iowa.gov. Remember, Election Day is Tuesday, June 4. Find more information at voterready.iowa.gov. This message is presented by the Iowa Secretary of State. We know that the weather in Iowa can change rapidly, but rarely did it change as rapidly as it did in the days leading up to May 3rd of 2013. The spring that year had been cold and damp, but on April 30th, the temperature reached 86 degrees in Des Moines. There were some thunderstorms as well, leading to hail damage in Cedar Falls and Waterloo, among other places. Then the weather changed. Precipitation continued, but the temperature dropped. On May 1st, the high temperatures were 40 degrees colder than the day before. And as the temperature dropped and the precipitation continued, it turned to snow. A lot of it. By the time the storm ended on May 3rd, Osage had 13 inches of snow, the highest May storm total in Iowa history. Sheraton had a foot of new white stuff. Lake Mills had more than 11.5 inches, while Britt and Forest City each reported 11 inches. Snow was continuously falling at the Des Moines International Airport from 6:34 a.m. on May 2nd to 2:48 p.m. on May 3rd, an uninterrupted 31 hours and 14 minutes, leading to just under 7 inches of snow in less than a day and a half. And just like that, it was over. The temperatures warmed back to seasonal norms in the 60s. The snow melted, and a wild weather week was over. It started with temperatures in the 80s with thunderstorms and hail, and ended with a foot of snow common in many areas of the state when the record May snowstorm ended on this date in 2013. And that's Iowa Almanac for May 3rd. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until Monday, I'm Jeff Stein.